Well, the multi-billion auto industry here in China may be next on the government's list of targets to address price fixing. Reuters is reporting the China Automobile Dealers Association, the representative of car dealers nationwide, has been collecting data for the National Development and Reform Commission since last year in connection with the investigation. It's believed the NDRC has been probing whether automakers are setting minimum retail prices for dealers in China. Well, internal sources have revealed the association is looking at imported cars along with vehicles produced by foreign companies in association with local partners. Data on overseas and domestic prices of different brands, profit margins, costs for car makers, and tax levied on vehicles are also being collected. Now, for more on this, we're joined live by Benjamin Cavender, Associate Principal at China Market Research in Shanghai. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Now, we've seen the milk industry as well as the gold and jewelry trades all getting record fines for their price fixing. Now it could be these car makers. I mean, does this rumor surprise you?
You know, it doesn't really surprise me at this point. I think the government's sending a very strong message. They're going to be looking at a lot of key industries to see whether or not companies have been involved in issues like this. So I'd expect this sort of thing to continue.
Now, I mean, it's widely known that foreign brands are really, really quite expensive to sort of get imported, you know, here into the country. I mean, what kind of reactions can we expect from the industry itself, particularly the foreign car brands?
Well, I think this is an interesting case because if you look at what the brands are doing here, you know, one of the things they're subjected to is really high taxes. So one of the reasons for the high prices for a lot of cars is that the government levies quite high luxury taxes. On the other hand, it's very possible that these brands have also been looking at ways to increase their margins and maybe have been playing fast and loose with the prices of their vehicles. On the other hand, you know, you do see dealers offering discounts here, trying to move product off the lots. So it may end up being not a big problem at all for them. I think it remains to be seen.
Okay. Now, I mentioned before that they're collecting data on overseas and domestic pricing of different brands, profit margins, costs for car makers, and obviously the tax levied on these vehicles. Now, what exactly do you think the government probe is hoping to determine here?
Well, I think what they could end up finding, or what they would like to find if they're looking for a problem, would be to see that what the automakers have done here is increase margins, so relative to the cost of production, actually charging a higher percentage price in China versus in other markets. And if that happens, what they'll say is they'll probably go to the dealers and say, you know, you can't just charge whatever you want to do anymore. You have to have lower minimums for the prices so that the consumer gets a fairer deal.
Now, what kind of message are these probes sending out to other industries here in China?
Well, I think what it says is, you know, if you're going to be doing business here, and especially if you're a foreign company here, you can't get away with doing anything that could be seen as possibly illegal in any way anymore. You have to be above board. You have to be cognizant of the fact that the government really wants consumers to be able to buy more products here. And so you need to be looking very closely at the prices you're charging, and you don't need to do anything that's going to get you in trouble, or you might get yourself pushed out of the market.
Okay, thank you. That was Benjamin Cavender, Associate Principal at China Market Research in Shanghai.